מתוק ומתיס היולי רגע
שקיים
Open the door. Seek new world. In here. Security. 90.3 FM from Montreal.
Saturday, March 20th. A CKUT DJ Andy Williams and Never Apart present an afternoon with the goddess of underground hip-hop, Medusa. Live and direct from Los Angeles. Medusa is an MC, singer, poet, writer, and professor. Her writing credits include Tupac Shakur's Gridlocked soundtrack, Tina Marie's Mackin' Game, and Arrested Development's Spiritualized People. The event starts at noon with a DJ set by Andy Williams, followed by a film screening, and Q&A with Medusa at 2 p.m. Closing off the event will be a set by Basement Soul. Conversation is in English, moderated by Tracy Valkersell, curator at Never Apart. Live on Facebook, Medusa, Saturday, March 20th, noon to 5 p.m. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Come join me, March 20th, for the Afternoon Delight series. DJ Andy Williams, live stream, good combo, and some information that you probably don't know.
Do you need quality sounds? Tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
hands and humanity to man. But what you trying to do to make this a better land? Just pick up your paper, turn on your TV. You see a lot of demonstrations for equality. But folks, folks wouldn't have to suffer if there was more love. But these are trying times, yeah. Trying times is what the world is talking about. You got confused.
Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM, Low Signal. This is your host for tonight, Pusa Tia speaking, and I'm happy to welcome our guest for today's show, who is Kami, aka Bidar Kares, Montreal-based. Hi, Kami. Thanks. Thank you for coming to the show.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Sure, my pleasure. So for today's show, Kami and I decided on a topic to showcase some artists who have been politically active, socially active. And our show is kind of split into two parts. So in the first part, I'm gonna talk about some artists who have been socially active throughout their lives, and more from the 70s and from the past. And I'm gonna mention some background stories and keep you informed about what they were up to, how their activism was intersecting with the art. And for this show, I'm happy to have invited Kami because she herself is an artist who is very socially, politically active in the Montreal scene, and who is gonna curate the second part of the show, which is more about more recent and contemporary artists focused on the techno scene. So I'm really glad to have you today, Kami, for this show. First of all, let's talk a little bit about you and your project. So could you tell us maybe more about your own solo project, but also tell us about your MFC Records, which you founded?
Yeah, of course. So I'm Bidar Kares. I started to mix about 2 years ago, actually. Did my coming out as a DJ in May 2019, and I started to DJ with a specific cause in mind. Actually, it was about the anti-abortion laws, and I wanted to definitely say that I was an engaged artist since the beginning. And since then, I've continued to work and curate a mixing podcast series called Mixing for a Cause, which basically supports any cause of the moment or any cause I want to talk about. And since last year, I've invited several international artists to be part of the show and the podcast series as well. So I'm really happy about that. And then a few months ago, I launched my own label, MFC Records, which is MFC, of course, stands for Mixing for a Cause. And now I released a first compilation, and the second one is incoming very soon.
Wow, that's good news. Yeah, it just came out in January this year, right? The first.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Like with some local talents and some from Toronto as well.
Cool. So I read that the general theme of this compilation is Strangers in Their Own World, a manifesto to raise awareness about human rights. And I was just wondering, why did you choose this theme? And like, I assume this was the most recent cause for you to include. And what is like behind it?
Yeah, so basically I choose like the film Stranger in Their Own World because like I thought it was kind of poetic, you know, and it represents well 2020. Just because like everyone have their own version of like the meaning of stranger in their own world. It can be like either isolation because of the pandemic, also right. Like everyone from BLM, like mm-hmm. all Blacks and like Indigenous people who are always like alone and, you know, they are not understood by everyone. Also, like all the women who actually made again their coming out as hashtag Me Too recently.
Yeah, sure.
So it could gather like lots of causes, and I thought that everyone could express their self with these themes, and that's why I choose it. And that's great because like everyone understood the theme differently. So we had some about like the homelessness, we have some about isolation, others about the pandemic, about also like police brutality. So mm-hmm. I am really proud of this their work, and it's mm-hmm. really, really cool.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And there was like plenty of things going on and different causes happening in the last year. Like you were really...
Yeah. Wow. It was like so overwhelming, actually. That's like so nice to see that people like stayed united mm-hmm. And actually fought for these causes. And I'm really happy to see that like some things are actually moving.
Yeah, and that's really great because like that way we also see how kind of like artistic practice and social and political action like intersect with each other. And mm-hmm. I was actually wanting to know more about that. So how do you actively partake in these like intersections? Obviously, you're like, you founded your own label, you bring together people to make music for this cause. But how do you see like this kind of activism shape your artistic practice? And how do you also see like how have people on your compilation to express kind of this intersection?
Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to me. I've always been someone that needs to be driven, you know, by some causes, some things actually. Like I just need to have something in mind to be kept kind of alive and keeping doing some stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was really something important for my artistic practice. Like, you know, I'm only a DJ. I'm not producing for the moment, but I really think it's part of my process to do some research about some mm-hmm. like actual events that are like going on at the moment, take some, you know, cut some speeches, or also like you know, reading some books, or like just like feeding myself with other works is helping me a lot to shape my my DJ sets in general. And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that like the artists who were on the first compilation of MFC Records are also doing this kind of work, you know, like they worked really hard on like, you know, talking about the cause that was important for them. So I really think it drives actually like people, because we are all in this together. And I think I'm gonna talk more about like the techno scene, because I'm really like more part of this scene in Montreal and in general. But that's what I realized when I joined this scene like a few years ago. I was like, oh, I'm amazed by like the, you know, how like people are like going to raves and like dancing, but they're not doing this like without any purpose, you know, like they're here like to feed themselves, they're here to gather for their community, like to express themselves. And that's what I loved about it. And that's really why I'm in this now, because I want like to be a part of it and like maybe like bring my small contribution to this big like political movement as well.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And that's actually really reminds me of like the kind of culture I come from, like music culture. I come from Vienna, and in Vienna, the techno scene is so driving some like politically like critical movements. And like the techno scene is just this huge hub for like all sorts of people with different background to meet and to claim like urban space to, and to give voice and give expression and to like make sound for some like specific like political causes, especially like anti-racism kind of causes, anti-privatization laws, like all these things. In Vienna, they have like public raves on the streets. Now, not anymore, because now they just issued a new law in Austria that prohibits any assembly over four people. So like at the moment, people are just getting deprived of that right. But when I was still living there, and in the last couple of years, it's just like techno and like activism culture and go together like there. And there's countless of raves on the streets of Vienna all the time, like especially the 1st of May, like Labor Day, there's like a huge rave, like there are techno everywhere. Like, so
that's actually so cool. Like, you're giving me some chills actually talking about that, because it's like remind me so many like good memories. I'm like, my god, what a time to be alive, right?
Yeah. So it's like really like I really get like what you're referring to, and like it's good to also have this in this city and to have this kind of mindset present in the techno scene and in many other scenes obviously too. And thanks so much for sharing your input and your journey too with us, to your label and your compilation, and bringing like artists together for this kind of causes. I think it's really valuable. And so if there is no other thing you would like, is there something else you would like to mention? So I think maybe you mentioned that there is going to be another compilation, so do you
want to tell us? That's a bit of an inside, like you're kind of the first, you know, but that's cool. That's really great, actually. It's coming like probably late April, beginning of May, like still figuring a date, but it's going to be a single EP with a remix. Like, stay tuned for this one, because I'm not going to say who is in it, but I am really, really happy and can't wait to share it with you.
Cool. And it's gonna be available on which platforms?
Mainly Bandcamp, and of course you can stream it via SoundCloud and YouTube.
Okay, MFC Records.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Okay, I think that's all for now for an introduction. For anyone just tuning in, you're listening to Low Signal on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host tonight, Pulsatilla. I'm here with you with Bitter Caress, aka Camille. And for any of you who just tuned in for this show, we curated a selection of artists that were actively involved in social or political movements. And we really want to draw attention to how the activism has been expressed in music, as well as draw attention to the issues they raised. So My selection is going to be more, that's going to follow now, is going to be more about a look into the past. I'm going to be featuring artists like Sinéad O'Connor and Nina Simone, Alanis Obonsawim, and even Hildegard von Bingen. So we're going to go very back far in time. And Camille, what have you prepared for this show? Can you tell us a bit about your selection?
Of course, it will be mainly artists from now, like many women artists, and I really want like to emphasize their work because there are like some really cool tracks I want to share with you, and with some great causes on the backside and like great stories. So I can't wait to share that with you as well tonight.
Cool. Well, thanks again for coming to the show, and we're gonna start with the first selection of artists for you now. Listening to CKT 90.3 FM, Low Signal.
Thank you.
Okay, turn this up. Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. Until there's no longer first class or second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. I've got to say war. Until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, I say war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime which holds all of us through child abuse, yeah, child abuse, yeah, subhuman bondage has been toppled, utterly destroyed. Everywhere is war.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. There's no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. That until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, I've got to say why. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to me say war. That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, and the rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. That until the ignoble and unhappy regime which
Just listened to was an homage by Sinead O'Connor to Bob Marley's song War. Many of you of course know this very famous song, and this song has kind of a different message. So Sinead O'Connor, obviously an activist for human rights, especially women's rights, but also for religious freedom, performed this song the first time on 3rd of October 1992 on Saturday Night Live as a guest. And she sang the song purely a cappella. So this was the first audio clip you heard. And she changed the lyrics slightly so to adapt them to the ongoing debate about the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church at that time. And she openly opposed to this very common practice. And this led to a huge wave of critique against Sinead O'Connor. And the same night they received like hundreds of calls at the TV station, and she really made the news, and this kind of catapulted her into this whole debate about artistic expression against like sexual abuse, against oppression, and the role of an artist as well. So this is why I chose to open this show with this kind of very pungent case, when an artist really stepped up and talked freely against something that they oppose, which is sexual abuse of children. The next artist we're going to listen to is probably also well known by you for her civil rights engagement and her activism. And it is no other than Nina Simone, who has been politically, socially active, especially in the mid-60s, mid-70s. And the song I'm gonna play for you is called Mississippi Goddam. And the song was released in 1964. And the occasion upon which she wrote this song was the murder of Medgar Evers and the September 15, 1963 bombing of a church in Birmingham that killed four young black girls and partly like injured a fifth one. And she mentioned that this song was like throwing 10 bullets back at them. And this really started off her kind of musical activism of writing protest songs. So we are going to listen to Mississippi Goddam by Nina Simone. You're listening to Low Signal, CKUT 90.3 FM.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Just about due. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. Bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow. Just the trouble, desegregation, mass participation, unification. Do things gradually, but bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know, I don't know. You don't have to live next to me, just give me my equality.
Listening to Low Signal CQT 90.3 FM. I just played a song by Nina Simone. Since the topic for today is music and political social activism, And the next artist on our list that I'm gonna play for you is Ani DiFranco. For any of you who grew up in the 90s, you're gonna know Ani DiFranco. She's also very famous for her sort of protest songs. She has been an activist all her life. She has been like an environmental activist, women's rights activist, children's rights activist as well. And she has been like the founder herself of a number of organizations and also founded her own record label. So she's also kind of an activism for artistic independence. And the song I'm gonna play for you is called Lost Woman Song, and it's on her album, self-titled album, released in 1990. And the song is actually kind of an autobiographical song where she's writing about her own abortion at the age of 18, and was really like a political statement of hers, about her pro-choice, and she's really like has been like active pro-choice abortion rights activist all the way since the 90s. So enjoy Ani DiFranco's song Lost.
Opened a bank account when I was 9 years old. I closed it when I was 18. I gave them every penny that I'd saved, and they gave my blood and my urine a number. And now I'm sitting in this waiting room, playing with the toys. And I am here to exercise my freedom of choice. Past their handheld signs, I went through their picket lines. They gathered when they saw me coming. They shouted when they saw me cross. I said, why don't you go home? Just leave me alone. I'm just another woman lost. You are like fish in the water who don't know that they are wet. As far as I can tell, the world isn't perfect yet. On his denim thighs a magazine. I wish he'd never come here with me. In fact, I wish he'd never come near me. I wish his shoulder wasn't touching mine. I am growing older, waiting in this line. But some of life's best lessons I learn at the worst times. And under the fierce fluorescent, she offered her hand for me to hold. She offered stability and calm, and I was crushing her palm through the pinch, pull, wincing. Oh, my smile unconvincing on that sterile battlefield that sees only casualties, never heroes. My heart hit absolute zero. And Lucille, your voice still sounds in me. Yeah, mine was a relatively easy tragedy. The profile of our country looks a little less hard-nosed. But you know that picket line persisted, and that clinic's since been closed. They keep pounding their fists on reality, hoping it will break. But you know, I don't think there's one of them that leads a life free of mistakes. can't make me sacrifice my freedom of choice. No, you can't make us sacrifice our freedom of choice.
Next up in our show today is a song by the band Bikini Kill. And Bikini Kill is a band that emerged within the Riot Girl movement. The Riot Girl movement was a feminist punk movement in the US in the early 90s. And this band has been very actively drawing in women into their shows, putting women in the front line, really making the punk scene like safe for women as well. And they also emerged, released their own fanzine called Bikini Kill for their first tours. So they were also like actively handing out fanzines with their lyrics, with mostly feminist kind of content. So I'm gonna play you a song by them, which is called Rebel Girl. Enjoy. At least in my selection for today, before we skip over to Bida Kares' selection of very fine Montreal-based techno, I wanted to play a song by Alanis Oban-Sawin for you, since I very much adore this artist, and she has been politically active for cultural consciousness, political rights, and also like acknowledging colonial history in Canada since the 60s. Her herself is a member of the Abenaki First Nations, and she has been also active as part of the movement of Indigenous artists from across North America. And this song is actually her first recording, as far as I know. It's called Bush Lady, and it has been put together as part of a series sponsored by CBC Radio 1984. And she was not very satisfied with the master tape, so she just completely remade the album and issued it in her own private press in 1988. So you can see again this kind of independent artistic movement to own like the rights to the music, and which goes hand in hand with political activism. Yeah, so this song really speaks for itself, so enjoy. This is Bush Lady Part 1 by Alanis Oban-Sawin.
Hey ho, 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 hey bush lady. You got a big belly. Go home. Go back to your people. Bush lady, you go home now. You hear? Hey ha, hi ha ha, hi ha ha, hi ha ha. Did you hear that bush lady? Why, she got a blonde baby, you know. Did you hear? You know that bush lady? Wow, that squaw. She's on the main street drinking, sleeping on the sidewalk. Recognize me? Remember? I'm your bush lady.
say. I'm looking for somewhere to sleep. Hey ho, 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 hey ho. Hey bush lady, you got a number? Number. Say, there is no number. You can always find me. Whether I come from the north or the south. I walk around with the sorrows of my race engraved upon my face.
Now, finally, we move on to the last part of our show tonight. You're listening to Low Signal on CKUT 90.3 FM, and I'm happy to welcome Bida Kares here at the show today, who made a very special selection for us, mostly of Montreal-based local artists who are involved in political and social movements, organizations. She represent to us a selection of mostly like techno music. And yeah, I'm super excited to listen to her selection. She's gonna also give us some information about the artist she's including. So thanks again, Bida Kares, Camille, to join us for today's show. We're very excited to have you, and we really hope you enjoyed our show so far with this special issue on politically, socially active artists, intersection between music and activism. So far, we have been looking a lot into the past, and I've sort of taken you through from the 70s to the 90s, but not any further. So the rest of the show will be dedicated to contemporary artists and their ambitions. Thank you all for tuning in. You're listening to Low Signal on CKUT 90.3 FM. Enjoy!
Hey, this is Bida Kares. I'm going to switch in French. Sorry for that, for the next hour. Donc aujourd'hui, j'avais envie de discuter et de vous présenter plusieurs tracks qui me tiennent à cœur. Ça va s'articuler autour de plusieurs tracks qui sont plutôt actuels, que j'ai l'habitude de jouer et qui sont toutes plus ou moins politisées, de près ou de loin. Donc la première track que je souhaitais vous présenter ce soir, c'est une track de La Fraîcheur, sortie en 2018 sur son premier LP, The Movement. Donc c'est un beat qui est plutôt répétitif, avec une mélodie un peu angoissante, et en ajoute cela, il y a la voix d'Angela Davis qui résonne.